Welcome, everyone, to our November episode of the Disney College Podcast. Some of you might
Welcome.
Feel like, oh no.
I'm sorry. That was Sega's probably going to get mad now.
Why are we going to get sued by Sega?
Probably.
Oh no.
But it's okay because we have Disney in our title.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob Chapek is going to come down hard on us. But anyway, you might be like, hey, I thought you guys did weekly episodes. Well, we don't. We moved to monthly, and we are now, this is our November episode. So if you didn't know, now you know. And yes, we're still a show. That rhymed. I am one of your hosts, Bradley. And over there in a different state from me, I will let him introduce himself.
Hey, y'all, I'm James. How's it going?
He's pretending to have a Southern accent. That is not how he sounds. You will learn that throughout the show.
Well, I sound like this sometimes, like right now.
Yep. You have never sounded like this before in your life.
That's what you think.
God. did you pick it up from living in the South? Is that what you're...
I did.
I
moved away like 8 hours ago. No, not 8 hours. 8 years ago.
It kind of seems like you're...
short time you to like, you know, adopt it. Oh, you seems know, like, sometimes it comes and goes.
Yeah, I've noticed.
It's the process of southernizing.
So is that the correct way to look at it? It takes 8 years to southernize yourself?
Apparently so. I mean, it varies. It varies by person. It's like, you know, sometimes it's 5 years, sometimes it's 25 years. Like, there's no real number. It's just, you know, when it happens, it happens. You become southernized. Is that a word? I feel like that should be a word.
I feel like that should be a t-shirt.
Get southernized.
Just I've been southernized, or southernized and othernized. Is that a good t-shirt?
Outstanding.
Well, before we get into the main topic of today, I do want to talk about a few things. One, I hope that you all checked out the last episode of No Highway Option, the Thanksgiving special, where we talked about Hereditary, the most Thanksgiving movie in the world. If you haven't, after this episode, you should go check it out. No Highway Option. I talk about Hereditary. If you did check it out, good on you. You get a sticker. James, did you check it out?
I haven't yet. I've been super busy with work.
The best thing about this is the episode is not out when we're recording this. So he has no way to actually check it out before.
Oh.
Yeah. I was setting you up.
Oh, you got me.
But the other thing is, I don't remember what I was going to say about... The curse of my audio issues were back, where every time I go on No Highway Option, I have an audio issue that somehow prevents my audio from recording professionally. So, of course, this is the first time I ever used Logic Pro to record me talking on a separate file, because that's how they do it. And after about 40 minutes, it just stopped recording. And I caught it, and it did it again. So, last time I was on, I'm pretty sure it was all quiet. So that's nice. And the time before that, I think I had issues, but it sounded fine. But if you haven't gone to check that out, go check that out. In other news, I almost ran over a dog a couple minutes ago.
Oh, no. So, that's awful.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That poor dog.
Yeah, I was driving down the street, and it's just sitting in the middle of the street, and I, like, stopped. Then it ran down the street And there was nowhere I could pull over. So I was like, oh, what do I do? And if I had just stopped and got it out, I probably would have gotten hit by a car. But luckily, like, this massive utility truck looks like it stopped and got it. So that was traumatizing. And you are welcome for me sharing it, everybody. James, did you happen to watch...
Poor dog.
Yeah, I know. Now we're going to jump into something completely different. Did you happen to watch Home Sweet Home Alone at all?
I have not. And to be honest, I don't think I'm going to watch it.
You shouldn't. It's so bad. It's so bad. And I'm going to spoil the whole thing right now. So if people don't want to be spoiled, I don't care if you don't want to be spoiled, everyone. I am going to spoil this. So Connor had mentioned, I think when he was either on our show, like friend of our podcast, that he thought that the bad guy was going to be, the bad guys were going to turn out to be the good guys. And the kid this time around was going to be the bad one. And guess what happened? He was right. So this family is trying to not lose their house on Christmas. And the kid supposedly takes something that is worth $200,000 from their open house. And the family goes away on vacation and leaves them home. And guess what? They try to break in to get the doll thing that they is worth so much money, and the kid tries to kill them.
What in tarnation?
It's not good. It's really bad. So my advice, everyone, is don't go watch this movie. And especially one, because it's bad. Like, don't go watch it. But two, show Bob Chapek that you don't want another Home Alone movie like this. Less people that watch it, less chance of there being another one. I mean, another Home Alone wouldn't be bad, but... So...
I mean, I think at this point they've kind of, you know, checked out. That yeah. Third one was kind of meh. And then after that, like, I don't think there's a way to revive it.
I mean, just leave it be. This one was a little bit better than some of what I've seen, like some of the sequels. But at the same time, it didn't take itself seriously, which was nice. But just watching these people get the crap kicked out of them when you know, like, that they're having a hard time and they need the money back, and like, it's just not fun to watch. It's not a good time. Two thumbs down. Don't watch it. I mean, the kid's pretty funny, I guess. I don't know. There's its ups and downs like any other movie. But so quickly in movie news, brief Disney updates. By the time this episode is out, in between recording, and then I will have seen, I believe it's called Encanto, Enchanto. I don't remember what it's called, but I will be seeing that. So we will talk about that all about that in our December episode. In between our December episode and this one, I will be seeing Spider-Man, which, have you seen the new trailer for it?
I have.
It looks so good.
It's pretty neat.
If Tobey Maguire does not show back up, I will not see another Marvel movie. I promise you. There will be no more Marvel movies for Bradley.
Oh, dang. That's it's pretty strong, but I think it's justified.
I do too. I want to see my Tobes. That's my name for Tobey Maguire.
You want to see him do the Spider-Man 3 dance?
I'm rewatching them, or at least I'm not watching, controversial at work, but I'm not watching the Andrew Garfield ones, which everybody's like, you should, that's not a full Spider-Man marathon, but I've seen them. I'm not watching them. I haven't seen the original trilogy. I've seen it, but not in years. Like, I saw one countless times as a kid. And then I saw two countless times as a kid, but I just rewatched those, and I had only seen three once, and that's my next one on the list. So I get to see if it's as bad as I remember it. But he did say pizza time yesterday, and that made me excited.
Oh, yay. We love pizza time.
So, I think that's it for movie news. I got nothing. So that means we move on to the main topic of the month. So about a month ago, I went to Disney. Maybe 2 months ago at this point, I went to Disney. And it was kind of on the verge of reopening, still not knowing if it was reopening. So the past couple months, you have gotten the perspective of me going. Or actually, on the course of the show, you've gotten the perspective of James going before the pandemic. Oh, during, my bad. Like, height of the pandemic, because he was working there. Me going as it's kind of quieting down. And then now, like, it seems like they've added so much since I've been there and changed so much. So you're going to get the perspective of James going to Disney. James, how was your trip?
It was lovely. I had a wonderful time going back to Disney.
Was there any sort of like, so I'm guessing the mask mandate is not really there anymore.
The mask mandate is there for indoor rides. As far as the outdoor is concerned, you can wear it, whether it's optional outside. So for the attractions and indoor, the restaurants, they're required again.
Okay, so that's about the same as it was when I was there. Have they set up the Christmas stuff yet?
Oh, yep. All the Christmas stuff is out.
Did you end up doing like the night Christmas thing? Like the Christmas time party?
No, we didn't do any of that.
So you said you went
we were pretty beat, so we decided not to.
If I remember correctly, you had said that you were doing a day in Hollywood Studios and a day in Magic. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we went down for Veterans Day weekend. So we went Thursday through Sunday. We did one day at Magic Kingdom, and then we did a joint day of, we started Studios, and then we park hopped to Epcot in the afternoon.
Nice. How does park hopping work? Because it really wasn't a thing when I was there.
So the park hopping feature, you need to book a reservation to go to a park, and you have to have tickets for that park with the park hopper access. And then once you do that, you can park hop to any park that's not at capacity after 2 p.m.
Well, how do you know it's not going to be at capacity?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure. I imagine towards the holidays, they're going to start posting it. I'm not really sure where you'd go to find that, because it's really, you would just show up and scan your thing, and they would be like, yeah, you can come in, or no, sorry, we're at capacity. Which, I, to be honest, I don't really think that's going to happen until like the week of Christmas and New Year's Eve and all that stuff.
Yeah. Now, was there anything cool for the 50th that you saw?
Oh, there was a lot of cool stuff for the 50th. Along with all the merch, in Magic Kingdom, they've decked out the castle with the 50th logo and gave it a new paint job and all that. At Epcot, they added new lights to the Epcot ball, so it like it changes colors when it gets to the evening.
Did you see any of the new fireworks shows?
I did. I saw both of them for Magic Kingdom and Epcot.
And how were they?
They were interesting. Compared to, so when I was there, I saw, oh, what was it called? Illuminations for Epcot before they changed it, and then Happily Ever After in Magic Kingdom. In terms of like the technical aspects, like the fireworks, the lights, all that, it's definitely a larger scale than the previous two shows. Like I can say for Magic Kingdom, like they went like all out with their animations and their firework displays. And they also do, they also have like a light show that runs across the Main Street buildings.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now,
the only thing I will say though, like the one thing I wasn't really a fan of was the transitions between the songs. Like with Happily Ever After, for example, like the way they transitioned, like they did the opening well, they moved between the different like songs and whatnot, it flowed, and then they got to the climax with the villains, and yeah, it just kind of like all fit into place. But with this one, it just felt kind of disjointed. It was like, oh, we're starting now. Oh, we're doing this. Oh, we're in the bad part. I mean, maybe yeah, that's just me, and I've only seen it once, but and I feel like they needed like smoother transitions between the different like elements of it.
To be fair, that's kind of how I felt while watching it, like the live stream of it, because it felt like it honestly to me felt like it was all just kind of thrown together. I missed the like, there wasn't a lot of singing of the songs. It was a lot of instrumentation. Which is cool, but I liked when they sang the songs kind of, and it just doesn't feel as like eventy. I don't know how else to describe it. Like it feels, and I haven't been there to experience it, but it just feels, it doesn't, honestly, I kind of wish they just upgraded Happily Ever After in a sense. But
yeah, it was very, it missed like that whole like story aspect per se. It wasn't as strong as the other ones, I'd say.
Into the Unknown is definitely a fireworks song though, I think. A plus, oh, yeah, fireworks song.
Oh yeah.
So, well, you were there, you were also there for Disney Plus Day. How was that?
Not really much different than like a regular day. I guess what they did for that was if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, you could get into the parks like 30 minutes early, which is just under the hotel guests, which can get in like an hour early.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah. And then you had sent me the link that they were giving out like buttons and t-shirts, I think. Though unfortunately, yeah, I got there in the afternoon, so they'd already ran out of everything.
Huh. That's so weird. Disney, I mean, from the outsider perspective about Disney Plus Day, like, I was so excited. I'm like, oh, they're going to show a bunch of new stuff, right? So we went, we started watching, like, the Marvel trailer. That was like, oh, here's all the new Marvel stuff coming out. But there was nothing new. It was the same stuff. They showed the full-length trailers for all the other stuff.
Yeah, the Marvel, I thought that was weird because it was 14 minutes and I was like, oh, cool. They're going to, you know, talk, like spend a couple minutes talking about each thing. But like you said, they just showcased the trailers for WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, and then they just kind of did like a mini montage of what's to come.
Yeah.
Which they should have just done for the whole, they should have just done that for the whole thing. Like, given us like a full thing for like the Marvel Zombies, the What If season two. I don't know. The only like the thing that was really eye grabbing about that was the Moon Knight, but everything else was just kind of, it was too short, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. It just didn't leave much to be desired. I think of Disney Plus Day, the thing that looks the most enjoyable to me is the What's his name? The big white like balloon thing from Big Hero 6.
Oh, the Baymax show.
Yeah.
That I'm excited for that. I am very excited for that.
I also very much enjoyed the Olaf retelling things, like Olaf telling the Little Mermaid and the Lion King. I enjoyed those a lot. The Simpsons short was kind of weird because you can tell they were like, we want you to make a short that talks about Disney Plus, and they did, and it felt really corporate-y. I didn't like it that much.
I didn't either. Me and my dad watched it, and it felt very like they were leading up to something, and it just kind of ended abruptly.
Yeah. Like, as soon as Goofy walked in.
That could have easily been, that could have been like a 10-minute special if that, and it just, I don't know.
Yeah, the song, like, I felt like they were trying to be like the anti, we're anti our corporation thing, and it just, it felt like it was praising it, I don't know. Did we talk about The Eternals at all? Did you see it?
No, I'm probably going to wait until it's on streaming to see it.
So it came out this, I don't remember if we talked about it, but my thoughts on it, I'll sum it up real quick. It's boring. I liked the characters. I'm excited to see the characters in future Marvel movies, but it did not need to be 4 hours long. And if I had already repeated all that, then I'm sorry, but I just need to get that out there again. It's not great. So I wouldn't even bother watching it, honestly. It's going to be it's 3 hours long. All right, back to the main topic. Back to your Disney trip. So,
but yeah, no, like in terms of Disney Plus Day, all they did was the early entrance and the t-shirt and the button.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, some neat little souvenirs.
Now, did you go on Ratatouille?
We did not, unfortunately, because that's it. So what they're doing for that, it's a virtual queue. So it works similar to how Rise of the Resistance used to work, where you'd have to go to the park early. Once you're in, you would have to get in through the Disney app, the My Disney Experience.
Yeah.
And it's now like the same thing. Like by the time we got there, because it was in the afternoon, all the passes were taken.
Oh, okay. That's too bad. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think you're going to have any trouble in the future riding that.
No, it's really like, I guess this is just going to be the new norm for like those kind of rides. Like whenever a new ride comes out, they'll do the virtual system till, of course, you know, the pandemic ends and they can do standby for those lines again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely going to be one of those like probably like 30, 45 minute max rides, I guess. It'll still be cool to see.
So did you try, I don't have My Disney Experience downloaded anymore. Has that changed?
A little bit. They changed the design of it. So the picture says the 50th. They now have an option with the Disney Genie service. Other than that, it's really all the same. Just the like the outside layout and just adding the Disney, the Genie Plus experience.
Did you use that? Did you use it at all?
No, because I mean, to be honest, like, because we were trying to do other stuff too. Like we've been there a bunch of times and we've done pretty much all the rides, so it's like, there wasn't really like a rush to get on anything. Just, you know, ride what we could. Didn't really want to pay the extra 15 or so.
Yeah, especially for a program that you don't really know if it works or not, right?
I've heard it's been all over the place since it came out. So it was like, we're just not going to, like, we're not going to risk it. Just, we'll do whatever we can and we'll just go from there. We'll just enjoy it.
So were there any big changes since the last time you have been there that surprised you?
Any big changes? So actually there was one, and this was kind of funny. So when I was there in 2019, they built a garage at Disney Springs across the street. It's between the casting building and the Speedway station. And basically, before I left, it was anyone could park there. It was primarily for cast members, but it was open to guests as well. Apparently, like, so I was going there to have dinner with some friends the night we got there. And I thought, oh, that's going to let us out right by World of Disney. So we'll head right over to the restaurant we were going to. But it turns out it's now exclusive to cast members, and that bridge has now been, like, they have, like, a barricade on the other side, so it's only for cast members to get into the backstage areas.
Oh, that's weird, because back when we went, I don't think it was like that either.
No. Disney Springs is always, like, anywhere, like, pretty much every parking lot, like, guests could park at, so... What they had us do is we could walk down halfway down the bridge. We'd have to go down some stairs in front of casting and then take the sidewalk all the way to the bridge that goes to the Marriott hotels and that go in right by what's it called? It's like the far east side of Disney Springs.
Oh, I didn't even know it had a separate name.
Oh, yeah, the east side, the middle, and then there's the west side. But it added, like, an extra 10 minutes of walking in there, so I was kind of surprised about that. Not that I'm complaining, but it's just, like, it was just kind of a surprise that that happened, like, while I was gone.
Yeah, I wonder what that change was for. Oh, you know what? Maybe it was like that.
Well, it was because guests were using it, and they were, like, cutting back into... like behind the, I think it's like Amaret's Patisserie, like that area.
Yeah.
So I guess they did that just to, like, you know, make sure everyone who's going there is supposed to be there and all that. It took a while, but it happened. But yeah, I was just surprised. No big deal. One of the big changes, cause I used to work at Disney Springs. A lot of the people that I used to work with are gone.
Really?
Yeah, whether they transferred, you know, moved on to different jobs, left the company. It was a majority of people picking up shifts, I believe, because Disney also instated this new costume if you're picking up shifts. So before you had to get the costume of wherever you were going, though, yeah. Like, a month and a half ago, they released this new costume. It's like a mustardy orange, I guess. And you would basically get that as your like your temporary costume. So you can pretty much work anywhere in that costume. And it, like, it wouldn't clash with what the people working there were wearing, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome, honestly. Because it probably will get more people to want to actually, like, work. Or, like, not work. That sounded awful. I mean, like, pick up shifts.
Yeah, because the big issue was is you would have so many people picking up shifts, they would grab costumes from that area, not return them because they, like, would pick up there on a regular basis. And then, yeah. Like, either new people that were being trained or people that were there would have trouble finding those costumes. So, you know, in the event that they don't have those costumes, they had a substitute.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
I wonder if they're doing that for all positions. That would be cool.
Oh yeah. Like, as far as I know, it's for all the positions and all the parks.
I like that they're getting a little bit more relaxed, even though I love the Disney look. I love all that, but I like that they're finally calming down a little bit.
Yeah, they're taking a step back on it. One of the big things also about Springs, So every year they do a Christmas tree trail in the marketplace over by World of Disney. They turn the bus loop over there into a like a walking trail with like 25 plus Disney themed Christmas trees they set up. Because of the pandemic and the limited amount of space in that area, they have pushed the trees all across Disney Springs. So it's like a tree search per se. I don't know what it's called. It had a specific name, but they're all over the place and you have to go around like the whole Springs to see all those trees.
Huh. That's really cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like hide and seek. Like at one point I was sitting over by the Lego store with my family and I turned around and in like the brick area, there was a Haunted Mansion tree. I was like, oh, I forgot they were doing that.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds cool. I like when they do stuff like that. They were doing something like that with the Ratatouille thing when we were there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely add some like a scavenger hunt to it. So like you're going around the different areas, you're exploring, you're walking. It's pretty cool. I like that they're doing that.
So did you end up going on Rise of the Resistance again?
We did not. So when we got to Studios, the big ride that my family wanted to do was the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Because we had done Rise of... Yeah, we did. Because we had done Rise of the Resistance in December 2019. We were lucky to get boarding passes when we had our family trip. But that was the new ride that they wanted to go on. So we got there, rided it open. We ran over to it. I think we stood in line like 20, 25 minutes total.
Nice. Sounds about like what happened with us. We actually got on that right away.
Ooh,
not
nice.
Right away. Not right away, but it was like 30 minutes. I think we waited 40 minutes the second time. Didn't really like it as much the second time I went on it, but it was I loved it the first time.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat ride. Goofy's great.
I actually have the hat.
Oh, you got one of the conductor hats?
I got one of the conductor hats. It does not fit my head though.
Oh,
apparently I have a big head. So now, did going there make you miss working there?
A little bit. I saw a few people that I worked with. I saw some of the chefs that I worked with. And yeah, it just kind of felt like a lot that like they were all excited to see me. And then it was just kind of like they were bummed out that like I wasn't able to come back. And I was like, yeah, it was a rough situation, but they were all excited to hear that, you know, I got a new job and things were going well and they were all doing well, just, you know, surviving.
It's awesome. If for anybody who wants to see a picture of James and his family at Disney, I have posted it on the Instagram page. It'll get reposted because it is cropped wrong, but it's a wonderful picture. James and his family, they don't really look that much alike picture-wise. You know, they don't look like they're related. Well, four of them look like they're related.
Oh, they might. I mean, in general, I've seen the picture. It's a solid 15 out of 10. I highly recommend you go check it out.
Yeah, and for those who are wondering, the Instagram is instagram.com/dcollegepod. James, do you have anything that you would like to add further about your... you guys drove, didn't you?
We did.
How was that?
Oh my gosh, that was 10 plus hours both ways. Well,
so you're saying
10 plus hours the first day and then like 9 hours the last day.
Oh.
Yeah, because we, the first day, we were set to pass through Jacksonville and then go by St. Augustine to get to Orlando. But unfortunately, like once we hit the state of Florida, there was a fatal accident just outside of St. Augustine, and that backed up the highway for like, gosh, I don't even know how long, because they shut down all the lanes in that way.
Was that the same was that the same weekend as Rockville?
It would have been. Was that the weekend of the 12th, 13th, 14th?
It sounds about right. Yeah, the 11th or the 14th.
Yep.
So you probably hit some traffic potentially from that. I don't know how Florida is laid out, everyone. Don't judge me.
So essentially what we were going to do was we were going to come down the far right side of Florida by the coast and then just go straight down. But because of the accident, we had to take a detour, go to the left of Florida, and do this giant half circle past Ocala, which is on the other side of Florida. I know St. Augustine's on the far right side. Oh, yeah. Me too. So, yeah, we went all that way, and it was a mess. We were supposed to get there around, 4, 4:30, and we didn't get to our hotel until roughly 6:30.
Did you stay on Disney property?
We did not. So we stayed at the Fairfield Inn. It's like less than 10 minutes from Disney Springs.
Nice. A Marriott?
No, a Fairfield. Actually, is it Marriott? It might be.
Oh, you know why it says?
I don't know if Fairfield is the, if that's the brand or if that's what it's called.
This came up as a Massachusetts one. That's why. Oh, wow. Look at us.
Yeah, Fairfield's the name, but Marriott's the brand.
Huh. Was it nice?
Okay, so the lobby was nice. The receptionist was very outgoing. He had the spirit of a cast member, you'd say. We got there and he was basically just telling us everything. We had no idea. And he was very upbeat. He was using lots of hand motions. He was excited and I was happy for him, but you're like, we've been here, we're good. We just got to get to the room. The room was the downside of it. It was very, it needed a lot of updating, to say the least.
Yeah. In what ways?
Well, thicker mattresses.
Thicker mattresses?
Yeah, so the room we got was a family suite. So it came with, I think it was a queen bed and then two bunk beds. And the bunk beds had very thin cot mattresses.
Ugh.
Yeah, and then the pillows were flat, they've been used for years. So they offered no support whatsoever.
Ugh.
There was a TV in our area, which was nice, but my brother and I were trying to, when we got back at night, we were going to play some Mario Party, and we couldn't figure out how to get our Switch to work on the TV.
Was there an HDMI cord?
Well, here's the thing. Yes. So there's an HDMI cord in the TV. You plugged it in, but the volume would go full blast and you couldn't use the controller to turn it down or shift channels or anything. It turns out there was a, wait, is there a joke there I'm missing? Or are you just laughing? Cause
I could just picture you two trying to, play a game and it just continuously going full blast.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. Because it turned out, and I might actually send you this picture if you want to post this. There's some weird TV box with 10 wires in it that the Switch had to be plugged into.
Oh.
But it made no sense because literally every TV, you plug it into the TV and it should work just fine.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. It was a mess. Yeah, I was like, 0 out of 10 would recommend. I think it was like $127 a night.
That's not bad for Disney. Oh no, actually, that's about the same price as a Disney property hotel.
Yeah, for like the value resorts, which unfortunately, because it's the 50th anniversary, they're completely booked for the rest of the year.
Sounds about right.
And then I don't know if I told you, but like in the beginning of September, they opened up some of the other resorts. They were going to be opening in like mid-October. And those were gone. Like it was Port Orleans, I think All-Star Movies or something. One of the All-Stars. And they just went, they were gone in like a few hours.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine. People are looking for the best one. Did I ever tell you, I don't know, I'm jumping around, but did I ever tell you that we went to a Walmart while we were there, and it was the same Walmart that the bus would bring us to?
Oh, no way.
So that made us feel even weirder. It made me miss
Disney. You're just like, I used to shop here.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this time I don't have to load it up onto a bus. It was an Uber instead.
Oh, that's a relief.
Well, I'm happy you had a good time, James. Is there anything else you would like to share about your trip?
I did get my Bailey shake, my Guinness Bailey shake at the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot.
No, I'm leaving. I am leaving.
What? Why?
That is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
What? You don't like Guinness? He's missing out on the Guinness. Let me tell you, it was pretty good. But yeah, I guess I'll continue. I got a last minute reservation to Oga's Cantina for my family. They hadn't gone there yet. So we went there and had some drinks. I got a fuzzy tauntaun. And I got yelled at by one of the bartenders because I was drinking my fuzzy tauntaun with a straw. And if you know anything about fuzzy tauntauns at Oga's Cantina, they have this fizzy foam on top that makes your lips and your tongue numb. So he was like, no straws for the fuzzy tauntaun. And he kind of gave me a death stare. Oh, welcome back.
I decided to come back. I did hear your whole story about your fuzzy tauntaun. It sounded very not age appropriate, very sexual. but I did happen to find a couple slices of pizza while I was out there. So,
well, that's good.
So you know the one time we do this a month. I couldn't plan eating around the one time, so everybody's going to get to hear me chew.
Ooh, yummy. Oh, yeah, there's one more thing I want to say about the hotel. The last day we were cleaning it, the rugs were filthy. And I looked under our bunk beds to see if there were, like, any of our stuff under there, like electronics or stuff or clothes. And in the back where my pillow was, there was a Cheeto on the floor.
I mean, do you not eat floor Cheetos?
No. Do you?
Usually.
Bet. Well, if you go to the Fairfield Inn on South Apopka Road, room 520, go get that Cheeto. I'm sure it'll still be there.
I would like to say I have said nothing negative about the Fairfield Inn. And as the technical owner, I would say, or one of the owners of this podcast, if the Fairfield Inn is looking to sue anyone who is part of it, it is not me.
Oh, I've already written a bad review about it, and I sent the picture too.
Because of a Cheeto?
It was part of a cleanliness rant, per se.
Because of a Cheeto. Can you send me the picture of the Cheeto and I'll post it?
Yeah, I have the picture of the Cheeto. I will send it. It was just in general. It was like, that was like the icing on the cake. It was like, yeah, this room's not clean. And then, because there's a Cheeto on the floor.
What site did you post this on?
I sent it to their customer service area.
You didn't put it on like Yelp or anything?
No.
Oh, dang. I was going to find it. Probably should have. Do you have this email that you can read?
No, I don't.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying is my chewing?
Honestly, I can't even hear it.
Oh. Well, good. I'm going to eat this whole pizza then. So, you had no problems with getting into the park. I know that you had some fear that because of them blacking out dates.
We didn't have any problems. So the deal with that was basically because of the holidays, they put restrictions on cast member tickets. The ones that I was using were complimentary tickets that cast members get. Basically, anyone can use them if they choose to give them out. For that weekend, pretty much everything was blocked out. So I was worried, you know, we were going to show up and they're going to be like, oh, you can't use these today. But fortunately, like the way those specific tickets were, like those are fine. It's only the cast member main gates and their special tickets that have like 15 uses on them. I think it is.
I can't believe that like they didn't let me save mine. I had no idea that you could save any. And that would have been awesome.
Well, it depends which ones you had. The ones we got from our college program, I think you can only use those when you're like working at the company. The ones that I got, they give out four per year. They give out two in the winter and then two in the summer. And those were the ones we used.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Well, what else have you been up to? Besides the trip, to be fair to everyone, me and James have not spoken like at all, I don't think. What was the thing that we said? Last thing that we said on our chat. We speak maybe once a day. We talked about the South Park COVID episode that's not out while we're doing this. So we tend to just send pictures back and forth. So I'm curious. How have you been? How's your job? How's your wife? How's your kids?
It's going well. Oh, my wife and kids. They're doing pretty well. It's, you know, gotta go make that bread and butter. Gotta feed those mouths to feed.
Are you still working at like whatever time you were doing, like the 3 a.m. or something?
Oh yeah, 4:30.
Well, that sounds absolutely miserable.
It's intense. Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh, look, a Cheeto.
Yeah, you're saying we send like one picture a day back and forth. So that's my daily picture. I tried to get in closer, but it was too blurry.
That's two Cheetos. That's not one Cheeto. That's two Cheetos.
Oh, even better. I'm going to resend that email. Like, excuse me.
That might be a carrot.
There's two. There's a Cheeto and a carrot under my bed. Or there was under my bed. This is unacceptable.
Well, Fairfield Inn. Like I said, James is the one. I can send you his address if you message me and you can send the lawsuit there. So, yeah, I mean, that's our episode, everyone. We talked about the Disney trip. We talked about what else did we talk about? Movies. Talked about some Disney news. Bob Chapek isn't going to D23. We didn't talk about that, but now we did. I think we got everything covered. So it's gonna be weird. I don't know what we're gonna talk about next month. We had this planned. That means we're actually gonna have to plan something.
That is, but you know, in the very wise words of that guy from the Carousel of Progress, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow starting at the end of every day.
You see, that would have been a sweet ending.
It would have. I kind of jumped the gun with that one. I was trying to wrap it up, and it just kind of fell flat. Just kind of went splat.
Especially since we're not done yet. Like I would just end the episode there. We can't, because I also on the thing, have you heard of the band? I don't know how to pronounce it. But it's spelled EX and then two slashes ES.
I have not.
Well, I included the Instagram thing in our show description. I promise it is not me. It is not someone I personally know. But if you want more information about this band, from what I see, it's connected to a band that we both like. And if you're listening to the show, you should definitely go check out this band. It's very secretive, very cool. I can't say who I think is a member of it, but you will all find out if you go to Instagram.com. Or actually, just go in the link in our show description, because they changed their Instagram page recently. So I forget what it is. But I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, eat lots of turkey.
Well, I mean, they already have eaten the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is, we're recording before, but just know that we hope you ate a lot of turkey.
Yep, and are enjoying that food coma.
Yeah, I hope that you only had a little bit of diarrhea. Just a teeny bit. And I hope that after you had that turkey, you said, I'm still hungry, and you went to Domino's. That's how I feel about it. If you can tell, I'm eating Domino's. So, I mean, I guess we'll see you all next month, unless something special happens, and that's not me hinting at that. This could end up being the last episode. No, I was going to say the last episode of the year, but it's not, because we have one in December. So let us know what you want us to talk about, what you want us to like discuss in our December episode, and maybe we'll do it. James, update the world on toga tips, because I personally don't actually know where it's at this moment, because YouTube does not tell me anything.
Oh, man, it's been crazy. So basically, when I started my job, I've been trying to keep up with it, but it's just been kind of like not really overwhelming per se, but like just kind of taken over pretty much. Actually, you know what? Yeah, it's been a little overwhelming. So essentially, my brother's been helping me out. He does the recording, like he'll record his voice and then I'll do the editing. And yeah, we've just been kind of just doing that for a bit.
How's the reception been?
It's been pretty good. I got locked out of the Instagram account a while back.
Oh.
So that's been fun. You know, I don't know. Are you back on it? I recently got back on it. I haven't posted yet, but I gotta make a post at some point. I'm working on something.
Well, I am curious.
New rule. Yeah, basically what happened is I switched devices, and I guess it took me as a foreign user. So even though I'm using the right username and password, it keeps telling me, oh, you have to reset your password. Sign in to reset your password. But obviously I couldn't get in. So I had to contact support and just jump through hoops with them.
That sounds fun. Did you get a new phone?
I did.
What kind of phone?
It is a Galaxy A42. I don't know how good that is, but I know it's new. Like, it came out, I think, this past spring.
Huh. Let's investigate.
It's also very, it's very big. It's much, like, much bigger than my older phone.
It's a 5G phone. Oh, that's a nice one. I like it. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, me too. It's just rather thick.
I would also like to shout out, I don't know if this is supposed to be public, but I'm going to get an angry message when I say this. I mean, for all I know, they don't listen anymore. But our friend Joe, I went to his baby shower over the past weekend. So I hope he enjoys all the baby merch that brought that said Disney College Podcast on it. That was my gift to him. And I guess he also got married. So congrats, Joe, on your marriage and future child.
Yes, congrats, Joe. We're very happy for you.
I can't clap. I got pizza in my hand. But
I'm clapping for the both of us.
Well, before we go, I'd like to thank James for running this episode as I ate pizza. And I muted myself so that people could stop hearing me. So that's any plans for the upcoming month?
Work. Am I forgetting anything?
You sound like the type work. That, you sound like the type that would like Rihanna.
you wouldn't, you're not wrong. But yeah, no, it's almost at the point we're gonna be start putting Christmas decorations out. That's really about it.
Nice. The one thing I forgot to address. I don't know. I don't think I did on the last episode, but apparently, I don't remember if this is the right number or not, but we were number 121 in comedy podcasts in Nigeria for a week.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. We're no longer there anymore. But I got multiple updates and a screenshot that we were. So congrats to us, I guess. I don't know how we did this show once a week, thinking back to it. The idea of going back to the once a week format stresses me out. So I hope everybody likes the monthly format. But
I mean, yeah, it's kind of nice per se. I mean, because we have time to address like a bunch of topics.
I started going to the gym. Chill. I started going to the gym instead of during the podcast every week. So,
oh wow,
I haven't lost any weight though, as I eat this whole pizza.
Well, that means you can eat a whole pizza then.
I am. I will never let it stop me. But right, anyway, we'll end it here. We will see you all very short. I mean, not very shortly, but realistically, the month is almost, December's almost beginning. You never know when our episodes could pop out. Thank you all for the extreme support on the monthly related episodes. They've been some of our highest ranked episodes in a bit, so that's been nice. But James.
And you know, like they say, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow is just a dream away.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay, we'll see you in a month.
I'm back.
Well, that was a pretty short month.
I'm keeping that in just for the sake of keeping it in. Hi, everyone.